Hello, this is Rabbi Epstein from the Orthodox Union. We're going to discuss today in this session a little bit about the laws, halachas, regarding travelers. In bygone times, traveling was done only in cases of necessity due to the primitive methods of traveling, as well as the fact that there was dangers on roads, a lack of law and order. And today, thank God, with the advent of modern travel, cars, trains, planes, there are many halachas which people have to be aware of when they travel. And we're going to discuss these halachas in the next session or two. Before we get to the halachic issues, there are many people ask about schoolas. A schoola is a something that a person does to guarantee a safe trip when they're nervous or something. There are three famous schoolas. One is giving charity before a person heads out on their trip. Another well-known schoola is being accompanied by someone else for Amos out of the house or the city. And the third, which is the most famous one, is being a shliach mitzvah. That means being a messenger to do a mitzvah. And that is, and how does that accomplish? By taking a tzedakah money to deliver at the destination. And I'm going to add another shkula, which I think is perhaps more important than the others, even though it may not be as well known. And that is, there is a mitzvah which everybody has heard of. That's called the halachta bedrachav, walking in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many full-time jobs, but there's only one that is 24/7. That's being an Orthodox Jew. Every Jew is an ambassador to the world, and having midos tovos, acting in refined, ethical, professional, is a must in every situation. So giving the stewardess a hard time, or making a scene over a seat, or over a lack of a kosher meal, is inappropriate behavior, which is not condoned for according to the standard of Jewish behavior. The Gemara tells us that what is the one of the ways to interpret the pasuk "V'hafta es Hashem l'kachay"? Should love your God. It means "Sheyeshem shomai misav al yadecha," that you should cause God's name to be loved by the way you act. So if a person learns Torah and his dealings with other people is refined and is benachas, so people say "Ashrei aviv shelamda Torah." Praiseworthy, fortunate is his father who taught him Torah, and praiseworthy is his teachers who taught him Torah. Have someone who acts in ways which are inappropriate and causes people aggravation or grief. We are told, it says, "Oi, woe to the father who taught him Torah, woe to the teacher who taught him Torah." And this is not just about the reference is not referring specifically to Talmidei Chachamim. It's referring to, I believe nowadays, anybody who is obviously a Jew who is Orthodox who shomer Torah mitzvahs. And is perhaps the most vital aspect of being what's called light unto the nations is nothing to do with political movements. It's just the way a person acts, okay, in a refined, menschliche way. Now we'll talk about Tefillah Sadarach. Chazal made a special prayer in when a person leaves his town. It was made up when a person travels a parsha out of the city. A parsha is approximately 3 miles. Now, it should be said, within the first parsha of the city, which is actually 70 amos outside the city, a person should actually say Tefillah Sadarach. It is not a must. If it's inconvenient, you can't stop, you're in a car, it's not that vital, and you can go on and say it as long as you did not reach your destination. If a person makes several stops during the day, but he does not intend to stop finally, either at a rest stop or to visit friends, but then he continues to travel, he intends to do so, he should not recite Tfilas HaDerech again that day unless he decides that he will no longer travel and subsequently change his mind. If a person is going to be on a trip that is going to last for several days, a cross-country drive, for example, Tfilas HaDerech should be said daily. It should be said in the morning as he set out. There is a custom to recite Tfilas HaDerech with another baracha. An example would be, a person should make a bracha on food, and after they make the bracha achrona on the food, they make an alamechia. Right after that, they'll say the Tfilas HaDerech. The reason being is that there's a rule that a bracha smucha l'chavarta, a bracha that comes right after another bracha, does not have an opening baruch to Hashem, and anyone who's familiar with the words of Tfilas HaDerech knows that it does not begin with a baruch to Hashem, and therefore it is advisable to have it say that bracha, the Tfilas HaDerech, right after another bracha. However, there are poskim, Yaakov Kamenetsky and Moshe Feinstein, who feel that this is not an absolute necessity. And one may recite Tfilas HaDerech even without reciting another bracha prior to the Tfilas HaDerech. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also writes in his commentary to the Gemara and Brachas that everyone should say Tfilas HaDerech by himself. One person should not recite Tfilas HaDerech for all those accompanying him. Now, what about an aeroplane? This is a very common question. Should you say it before takeoff, after takeoff? So, the proper time to say Tfilas HaDerech depends upon whether or not you're taking off from your hometown airport, or you're going to be traveling a distance on the road prior to when you are going to get to the airport. So if you're coming from a town in New England to JFK, for example, you say Tfilas HaDerech on the road, not when the airplane is going to take off. But if a person lives in the city and Tfilas HaDerech cannot be said in the city itself, so the appropriate time to say Tfilas HaDerech would be at the moment when the plane has begun taxiing down the runway right before takeoff. The reason for that is because that is the greatest danger, the greatest time of danger. Most air accidents occur at the time of takeoff or the time of landing. If a question has been raised regarding this explanation, if a danger that we are concerned with, then why don't we say Tfilas HaDerech when traveling through a dangerous neighborhood, even in the same city? The answer is that Chazal instituted this tefila only for travelers with the guidelines mentioned earlier. Parsa, 70 amas, out of the city, intercity travel. Any other danger does not fall within the parameters set by Chazal for tefila sadarach. Although if a person is in a dangerous situation, any personal tefila would be recommended. That has nothing to do with the tefillah called Tfilas HaDerech, which is specifically for a derech. Mishnah Berurah writes that if the destination is less than a parsha, okay, but is known that the derech is dangerous, the road there is dangerous, crime-ridden, etc., the Mishnah Berurah posits that Tfilas HaDerech should be recited in that case. However, most contemporary poskim do not regard traveling through a dangerous neighborhood in the same city as analogous to the case of the Mishnah Berurah, where the issue was a person actually left the city or town. Now, another question on what we just discussed was, how can it be that you write your Shatilas Adarach while taxing on the runway as you haven't yet traveled 70 amas out of the city? So the answer is that the requirement to be 70 amas out of the city before saying Tilas Adarach is waived in this type of scenario when you'll be traveling so fast that you'll be a parsa out of the city very, very quickly. This is brought in the Sefer Tmim Adarach, quoting the Minchas Elazar and the Dakei Tshuva. Another point to realize here is that it literally takes a minute for the plane to get up into the air. So it is possible to be more than a parsha, and certainly more than 70 amas from where one began to say Tfilas Adarach. There are many people who do not say Tfilas Adarach in situations where they travel over roads every day for a long time, as they do not feel nervous traveling those roads. This is the common halachic practice, is that if the traveling situation matches the requirements of Chazal, Tfilas Adarach should be said. The Reb Chaim Halberstam of Tzanz, the Divrei Chaim, used to tell us Chassidim that they should recite Tfilas Adarach in Shmona Esrei, of the morning Shmona Esrei, in the middle of Shema Kaleinu. The Divrei Chaim posited that since the Rambam did not record Tfilas Adarach, it was a doubtful bracha. Even though this is not the halacha as followed by all contemporary poskim, and one should definitely say Tfilas Adarach in a case of where one is in doubt whether or not Tfilas Adarach should be recited, it certainly may rely upon this opinion to say the Tfilas Adarach in the Shema Kaleinu of Shmona Esrei. There will be no question about a possible Safek bracha levatala, etc. Now, another question has been asked: should a person say Tfilas Adarach if the purpose of his trip is to go on, is for a mitzvah? He's going to raise funds or going to visit someone who's ill, and the purpose is a mitzvah. And we have a rule that a shliach mitzvah does not come to harm. So, is it necessary to say Tfilas Adarach in that case? And the answer is yes. It is necessary to say Tfilas Adarach in that case because of what the Gemara terms Shchicha Hezeka, that danger is common when traveling. In a situation of where danger is common, there is no... we don't rely on the rule that nothing bad will happen to a Shliach Mitzvah. And the Gemara tells us an interesting anecdote that when Samuel the prophet, Shmuel HaNavi, was commanded to go and anoint the son of Jesse, that was David HaMelech, to be the new king, Shmuel, Samuel the prophet, was afraid about going to anoint a new king, since Shaul HaMelech, Saul, was still the present king, and Saul might be angered at Samuel's going to anoint someone else. And he may regard that as an insurrection against his monarchy. The Gemara tells us that Shmuel afraid? He was going to do a mitzvah. So the Gemara responds that Shchicha Hezeka, since it was a logical and normal thing to be fearful of, and it was there was certainly reason to believe that Shaul would suspect him of leading an insurrection. It was the rule of that a shliach mitzvah does not come to harm is no longer operative. Now, plane travel. Another issue we'd like to discuss is, may one sit during the Shmona Esrei? Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled that you may sit, and this is important to know, as it is proper to avoid causing confusion and disorder and possible chilul Hashem on the plane when stewardesses or other people ask you to move and you're not going to move because you're standing Shmona Esrei. I have actually seen situations where people on airplanes try to make minyanim. I myself tried to organize minyanim on planes, and I think that upon reflection, a proper davening would have been had, a better quality
had a, we all just sat in our seats and davened. And in that particular situation, where the stewardess is trying to get by, people are trying to go to the bathroom, crowding around, you know, the back of the plane, did not lend itself to either proper davening or making any sort of Kiddush Hashem. Another issue we want to discuss for this segment is airline food. May one eat the airline food as it's heated up in a non-kosher oven? So one may eat a kosher airline meal that has been warmed up as long as it is still properly in a double-wrapped aluminum foil. Or a double-wrapped plastic would also be fine too. It is a good idea to check each food item for the appropriate kosher symbol, as well as for the meat and dairy designations, as mix-ups may have occurred. One may also drink coffee or tea served in the plane, and there is no problem with that. And we will continue talking about halachas for travelers on our next segment.